John McAfee, antivirus software creator, found dead in Spanish prison cell hours after court oaks extradition to U.S. The Aegis Alliance, creator of the McAfee antivirus software, John McAfee, was discovered dead in his jail cell near Barcelona, according to a government official. Just hours before McAfee was found dead, a Spanish court ordered the 75-year-old mogul to be extradited to the United States to face illegal tax-related charges. Security employees at the Brian's 2 prison near the northeastern Spanish city made an effort to revive McAfee. However, the prison's healthcare staff ultimately certified his death, a declaration coming from the local Catalan authorities stated. The declaration did not name McAfee, yet stated he was an age 75 U.S. citizen waiting to be extradited to his country. A Catalan government source knowledgeable about the incident that wasn't authorized to be identified by the media affirmed that the lifeless man was actually McAfee. On Monday, Spain's National Court approved McAfee's extradition, which had asserted in a prior hearing earlier this month that the charges against him had been politically motivated and also that he will spend the remainder of his life behind bars if he was brought to the U.S. The court's judgment was revealed on Wednesday and can be appealed. Any final extradition order will additionally require the Spanish cabinet's authorization. Tennessee district attorneys charged McAfee with evading tax obligations after neglecting to disclose earnings brought in from marketing cryptocurrencies while he carried out working as a consultant, in addition to earnings from speaking engagements as well as selling the rights to his life story for a documentary. The criminal offenses carry a prison sentence of as much as 30 years. The entrepreneur had been apprehended in October 2020 at Barcelona's International Airport. A judge ordered during that time that McAfee must be kept behind bars while waiting for the end result of an extradition hearing. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.